Welcome to the College Audition Podcast with your host, nationally renowned college audition coach, Tim Evanicki.
Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with the College Audition, back again with another episode of the College Audition Podcast. Today, my very special guest is Christine O'Grady-Roberts, who is the newly minted musical theater program director at Nazareth College in Rochester, New York. Thanks so much for joining us, Christine.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Glad to be here.
So first, we want to get to know the person before the program, as we always start every episode out with. So I want to learn all about you as a new face in this program. And if you can talk a little bit about your career that led you up to your time at Nazareth.
Absolutely. So for the past 19 years, I've been living in New York City. And I moved there after having gone to graduate school at Arizona State University, where I majored in theater and focused on directing and new works in particular. And I got my teaching certification there. But the reason I went to graduate school is because I actually started my training in communications. My undergraduate degree is in communications and marketing. So I knew I didn't want to be an actor right out of the gate. So I got incredible training in communications at Boston University. So that was where I started. And I feel like I think about that degree all the time and how that has helped me bridge into theater. And so then after Arizona, I moved to New York City and I was there working as a director and choreographer for many years. And then I started working, like getting hired to be a guest director at different colleges. And then through that, I started teaching at Marymount Manhattan College. But it was really through directing and choreographing as a guest that I was invited there. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I kind of have a range of experience from working as a resident choreographer at summer stock theaters, like a New London Barn Playhouse or McCadden, to working on Broadway. Diane Paulus was one of my great mentors for over 10 years. I worked with her on The Donkey Show and The Best of Both Worlds and Hair for many, many years. So I did a lot of work with her. So I've kind of worked in really small theaters and really big theaters, and then a lot of in between. I spent a lot of my time choreographing and doing musical staging off Broadway for the revivals of Tick, Tick, Boom and John and Jen. And then also worked on this fascinating new musical called The Hello Girls back in 2018 that was an actor-musician show about the first women who served in the Army. So I've had a nice, healthy career off-Broadway is where I spent a lot of time as well.
Oh my gosh, you just said the name, The Donkey Show. I saw that in New York and I hadn't thought of that show in years. That was kind of cool just to hear the name of that show. That's something that hasn't popped into my brain recently. Wow. If you were part of that team that put that up, or you?
I met Diane once that had already been up and running, and then it was starting to branch out to new locations and different cities, and I was brought on as a team of people to kind of help remount it. So that was my first experience learning a show that existed and figuring out how to cast replacements and kind of adapt it for new spaces. So that kind of laid some groundwork for me to do that same job with Hair on Broadway and the national tours with her.
Very cool. Very cool. So now you are in Rochester, New York, at the helm of a musical theater program that has grown exponentially in the past 5 or 6 years from what it used to be. And it's really gone from a program that no one really talked about much to one that is on several of my students' lists every year. You've now made that transition up to Rochester from New York. And I want to chat a little bit about, since you have sort of a unique perspective on this, tell us about the area a bit that Rochester's in, because you're seeing it for the first time through your eyes. And some students are sometimes apprehensive about going to a school that's not a big city.
Yeah, I mean, I've mostly gone to schools in big cities and have mostly lived in big cities. And I am absolutely loving it here in Rochester. There's beautiful green space. I feel like we have the Erie Canal runs through all the towns here. The the lakes are not too far, so I feel like I'm surrounded by nature. It's also the weather's impeccable right now, and I know it's going to get colder, but I just think it's a beautiful area. It's like culturally vibrant, and I think there's a lot to do. So mm-hmm. I'm loving Rochester so far, which is great because, you know, I was actually interviewing during COVID. So I said yes, sort of sight unseen, and have come up and really love the area, which I'm very grateful for.
It's one of the most beautiful campuses of any of the colleges. A lot of my students, after they see it, say it looks like Hogwarts. It's just a very, what you would sort of think a college is supposed to look like is what
that's absolutely true. Yes. And I never went to a college like this, and so as soon as I stepped foot on campus, I was like, oh wow, this is like the college experience. I could picture the leaves turning and people in sweaters. I love it. It's beautiful here.
Just wait till your first snowstorm that brings you 6 feet of snow in 24 hours. We'll check back with you and see what you still think.
I'm born and raised in New England, so I'm not too worried about the snow.
Oh, great. So other than your duties that come along with being the head of the musical theater program, what classes are you actually responsible for teaching yourself?
Yes. So this semester, I'm teaching our senior showcase class, which is like building their portfolio, getting ready to build their book, and developing our showcase that will be back in New York City this spring. And so I'm doing that with them. I'm working with a freshman on something called New Student Spotlight. All of our freshmen perform their first semester and kind of introduce themselves to the department. So I'm leading that class. I'm directing Pippin, which counts as one of my classes. And then I'm also directing our Page to Stage program, which this year we're doing a new musical. And so the idea behind me doing these four things this semester is that in my first semester as program director, I'll work with almost every single musical theater major in our program, which That's is great. Exciting. And then next semester, I'm going to shift over to teaching our musical theater performance class level 3, which is going to be like a scene into song class. So I'll be working primarily with the juniors next semester.
Wonderful. So now is the time where I usually put my guest on the spot and ask for their elevator pitch for their musical theater program. Again, it's sort of a unique situation for you having first, you know, you're getting your first impressions of the program as well, but I want to hear not only, you know, if you can sort of describe the program in a nutshell, but let's also include some of the things that you feel like you're going to bring to the program and some changes that you're interested in making. And because I'm asking so much, I'm not going to make you stick to the 60-second elevator pitch.
Ah, perfect. Okay. So I think the exciting thing is that our program is growing exponentially. And, you know, we're also sort of a young program. We've only been around for about 10 years. And the first two people that have been in my position were music directors. So we have an extremely strong music and vocal foundation that is at the school that has been put in place by those teachers. And then a handful of years ago, when Paige Cummings joined our faculty full time in our musical theater dance, she's our primary instructor for musical theater dance, our program really like fleshed out the dance portion of our training. And I think that has really started rounding it out. And then Nicolette Hart, who has a fantastic career, legendary, anyone would die for that career, joined our faculty and also brings some Rock the Audition specialty in. And so again, we're like a little more pop and current. And then I think what I'm going to bring is rounding out how the acting and directing can really tie it all together and kind of balance it out, I think. So I think music developed first, dance kind of got added on top. And I think Nicolette and I are going to really unite the package so that we're really strengthening the acting, the song, and scene study portion of our program. And the good news is that I think in the fall, anyone coming in and joining us in fall of 2022 is going to be the first people to experience our newly refreshed curriculum. We're taking a good, long, hard look at all the classes our students are taking, what the sequence is, and how we can improve it so that we are like a current program in 2021. So I think anyone who's joining in the fall with us is really going to benefit from a new look at the program. And something I've been doing over the past year and a half is I've been studying with theatrical intimacy educators, and so the TIE, and also doing some consent-based work. So I'm trying to round out kind of the way we approach training too. And I think that is absolutely crucial. If we've been listening to anything our students have been saying, and when I say our students, I mean the students studying musical theater around this country over the past several years, I think there's been a major cry for more equity, more diversity, more consent-based practices. And I have been being trained, and we're looking at bringing more training into our faculty. So I think we're trying to modernize our program and really refresh it. I think it's going to feel refreshed. Wow. And the other thing too is that a unique thing about us is that our size allows all of our students to perform every year. There's an opportunity this fall for every single student in our musical theater program to perform. And I think that's very unique to us and not very many other schools. We're big enough that there's some competition still, which I think is healthy. And we're small enough that there's enough opportunities for everyone to get at least one opportunity a year.
Yeah. And if our listeners were paying attention, I just want to point out that it's a very rare opportunity to be at a program where the three people on the leadership team are all female.
Yeah.
I think that is so cool. Musical theater is sort of it's been classically more of a, you'll see more men in those leadership positions. And having you and Paige and Nicolette at the helm is very exciting for students. And I'm not just saying that because I sort of grew up performing with Nicolette. We're both up there from Rochester. I hope I didn't give away my age or her age by so that's really exciting, and as I said, I always send my students up to Nazareth because it is a really exciting program that's continuing to grow, and I love hearing all the things that you are planning on bringing to it. So that's awesome. Let's start now and talk about for that incoming class of starting in 2022, if we can sort of take us on the journey of their track, starting as freshmen, what they're going to dive into freshman year through sophomore and on from there.
Absolutely. Okay, so our freshmen get a lot of foundational work, and that's foundational in movement. We do give some students the opportunity to test out of a beginner level dance class, but we really start with like fundamentals of musical theater and ballet training in their first year. And then our freshmen also, in addition to their music theory classes, they also take piano, which I think is incredible. So it really is giving students the basis for, teaching themselves music. And I think it's a really good on-ramp for learning to learn parts and harmony and that kind of thing. And they'll do some group vocal technique work as a class, but then they also start their private voice lessons freshman year as well. And Nazareth is a liberal arts school. They'll start their liberal arts components. We have a pretty strong core curriculum of classes. So they'll spend a lot of time in music work, and they'll start their liberal arts training in their freshman year. And as I mentioned, there's a thing called New Student Spotlight, which will kind of launch our freshmen, and they, together with me, will create a performance to introduce themselves to the department. And then as we kind of sequence into sophomore year, there's the primary thing that we focus on in our musical theater performance classes is performance of song. We really like to look at how a song is performed in the context of the musical. And so we're really focusing on developing your process. And both Nicolette and I have been working to create enough space in all of our classes where each student is getting lots of individual attention, and they're also focusing on building a character as in the context of a show. So they'll do that both semesters, sophomore year, as well as start taking their musical theater dance classes, continuing their private voice lessons, and continuing their liberal arts training. And then junior year, we have some, our next kind of level of our musical theater performance classes. We're shifting into a scene into song model where they're doing musical theater scene study. And there's also Nicolette's Rock the Audition class, which is Sherry Sanders branded that. But there's so much pop music and musical theater now. And so I'm so excited that we can actually offer our students that as something we're training them in. And they'll continue in their musical theater dance classes and tap. We have a fantastic tap teacher and jazz teachers. So in addition to their musical theater classes, they'll also, there's electives for ballet, tap, and jazz that they can take in addition to some other electives in the dance component. Throughout this, we also have, there's regular acting classes that they are kind of doing sequenced through those first 3 years. And we also have an acting for camera class. We will have a new acting faculty. So when I say we're going to be refreshed in fall 22, we are going to be really refreshed. So we have a new acting head that will be starting in fall of 2022 as well. So I really do feel like we're going to be offering some updated, cutting edge models of how we train our musical theater students starting in the fall. I'm so excited to collaborate with whoever the person's going to be coming in to, because, you know, that's an important part of our curriculum as well, in addition to the acting work we'll do in our musical theater specific classes. And then senior year, we continue that. And I think they continue their voice lessons, they continue their dance classes, they continue their acting training. And then we add kind of like a portfolio based senior showcase class where we're really helping them develop their audition techniques and styles and develop their book before they're launching out into the world.
Wow. Sounds very exciting. I'm going to touch on a few points that you brought up there just to ask as we go through there. They're questions that I hear a lot from my students, so I want to make sure they're answered. You mentioned weekly voice lessons. Do you guys,
yeah.
Will students get, how long are the lessons that students are getting every week?
I think they're 55 minutes, okay. I believe.
That's always a question as to whether or not they're getting 30 minutes or an hour or what they do get. Do you allow the students to level out in the dance when they arrive?
Absolutely, yes. We do that for piano. We do that for dance as well. I think, okay. Yes, I think it's important that they're not, like right away we want to start growing them. So we meet them where they are. We're doing, when the freshmen come in, one of the first things they'll do is they'll sing for us and like each other as they're meeting themselves as a class, and they'll dance for us, and we're able to adjust which classes they're placed in that first semester.
Are they able to test out of the music theory as well? Do you know?
I know they test out of piano. I don't know if we test out of music theory off the top of my head.
That was a very specific question for one of my students that happened to just ask that question yesterday, so it was on my mind.
But if somebody asks me that, like in an email, I will get that answer.
Okay. and you mentioned a new head of acting coming, which is news that I didn't know, and excited to hear about that. Does that mean that there's going to be the return of the acting BFA?
We're not there yet. Okay. That is our short-term goal, is that would come back. I think that's a really strong like sister program to a BFA in musical theater. We are not ready to bring that back yet. You know, we've got to give the new person time to come in, but I think there'll be some changes and some growth that will come with somebody new who will have some new ideas about how to approach acting.
That's very exciting. I can't wait to meet them. All right, so we talked about the sort of the track and trajectory of the classwork, the coursework that they'd be studying all the way through. Let's talk performance opportunities. You've mentioned a few with the freshman showcase and the senior showcase, and I want to expound on those a little bit, but what are the performance opportunities throughout the year?
Right, so currently we do two main stage musicals and two plays on the main stage as well. So there's four major shows. We also do student productions, so there's currently one student production that is all student-led, student-directed, student-choreographed, the whole thing. and supported by the student clubs. And then we do a program that is called Page to Stage, and it's gone through several iterations, but the idea is making focusing on the text and focusing on the process more than adding production elements. So if a student is not cast in the main stage show, they would participate in our Page to Stage, which something I'm bringing to the school, which they've done before, and I'm very excited about, is doing new musicals in the Page to Stage program. So we're giving students the chance to originate some material, originate some roles. And I think something else that is helpful is there's so much work in new musicals, whether it's concert readings or staged readings. And so it's giving students kind of the training to work on, what do you do when you get new pages? How do you flip back and forth between your score and your script if you're doing a new musical? So the Page to Stage program, which will be performed for an audience, the focus is really on the process of developing these characters in new work is what we're looking at right now. And we have a Page to Stage for both a play and a musical.
Awesome. And then let's talk about that senior showcase. This will be your first. And of course, senior showcases look different for you last year. I think the year before, there was like the last day before the world shut down, your senior showcase happened in New York City. But can you talk to us a little bit about the return? And is there some sort of hybrid component also for virtual, or are you going straight back to New York?
I think we're still having a lot of conversations. Part of what we're going to do is go back to New York. Absolutely. We're bringing in casting directors and some agents to work with our students virtually while we're here working in our classroom. And then we will bring our class, the students that are interested in moving to New York, we'll bring into New York to do performances for agents and casting directors. I think exactly what that looks like is still being ironed out, but I think it's an important component to bring back that live interaction. And I think we've also learned how important it is to have an online presence and have some virtual material accessible. So something we're also working on is continuing to develop self-tape skills and have an online presence so that in the event there are people that don't attend in person, that we have material recorded in a polished way that looks great as well.
Great. And you mentioned that you are directing some of the shows. And in the past, Nazareth has had a pretty impressive roster of guest directors and things. Can you chat a little bit about who you bring in and to direct those other shows as well and do workshops and things?
Absolutely. Yes, we've always had brilliant guest artists come, and actually Bob Moss, who founded Playwrights Horizons and ran both Syracuse Stage and The Hangar as artistic director, he actually just directed our Page to Stage. He has been kind of in and out as a director the past several years. Also Brett Smock, who runs The Rev up here in the Finger Lakes area, directs typically every other year. And so we're hoping to have him back as well. Valerie Wright, who has a long, long career as an actress and also moving into directing, has been here. And currently I have a choreographer who is both an actor and choreographer, who her name is Tamron Goldberg, who's here from New York up to choreograph Pippin. And we also dropped in a set designer who, Alexander Woodward, who designed the sound inside on Broadway before the shutdown, and he's designing Pippin. So we have a steady stream of guest artists that are coming up. I think one of the exciting things about this faculty is we all lived a long life in New York City, and we're eager to maintain those connections and start building those connections for our students. And I think I've always been a fan of exposing students to as many people as possible, because look, what we do is so subjective. I think it's important that they're hearing from a whole slew of people. So I have no intention of always directing. And I think it's so important that they're taking acting classes from me. They're taking performance classes with Nicolette. They're getting the perspectives of our guests as well. I think it's a critical thing to expose our students to as many people as possible, because you never know who you're going to vibe with and who's going to say that thing that is going to click, that's going to make everything click for you. So there will be a variety of people that will come in to enhance our faculty.
Yeah. And while we're on the topic of putting your students in front of as many people as possible, can you speak a little bit about the things that Nazareth does to assist students in getting work in summer stock and summer employment as well?
Absolutely. So we have a few different theaters that will come and audition directly at NAS, and the A1s will come do a pre-screen at NAS as well. It is part of our curriculum to do an internship. So we're trying to have as many theaters as possible actually come to NAS. So they're coming to our students directly, and we're setting up partnerships so that we know that, okay, a handful of students are going to go to the Rev, a handful of students might go to some of the other theaters we're talking to that I don't want to speak out of turn. But I think we are eager to continue using the connections that we have as a faculty to, you know, help our students branch out.
And Nazareth, as you mentioned, is a liberal arts college that has several other several other majors on campus. Can you talk a little bit about the ability to minor or possibly double major as well?
Yes, I think we have both things are available to us. I think double majoring as a BFA musical theater student would be pretty tricky, but minoring is absolutely encouraged. I think there's a wide variety of things you could minor in. Dance is something you could also minor in terms of something else in the performing arts. I think it's important. I love our core curriculum. I went to a liberal arts school, and I find myself constantly drawing on the things that I learned in my history classes and my literature classes. It's amazing to understand the context that we'll see in some of the musicals we study. And so I think it really helps students make connections about how these pieces of art plugged into the world at the time.
Yeah, I think I have currently 15 or 20 students of mine previously that are currently at Nazareth, and a lot of them have minors. Several of them have said that they're adding the dance minor because it's relatively easy to add because of all the crossovers. So that's super exciting that they're able to do that sort of build out within the same field, but a different minor, which is great. Let's switch gears now and speak about the audition process for Nazareth. First question I always ask, do you pre-screen?
We do pre-screen, yes.
And do you, from those pre-screens, approximately how many pre-screens do you receive, and how many do you then pass on to a live audition?
Yep. So we have between about 300, 330 pre-screens as of last year, but that was up about 100 from the year before. So we are in a growth phase, which I'm very excited about. And of those 330, we had 170 pass through to the live audition.
And where are students able to audition for you live other than on campus?
Yeah, so they can come to our campus. We are at the Cleveland Unifieds, which are in New York City. We will be there. We'll be in Tampa. And we'll be back in New York City twice, actually. We're going to be in New York City the weekend of December 3rd through the 5th, and then back again for the New York City Unifieds the 28th through the 30th. And then we're in Florida the 21st through the 23rd of January, and we're also in Chicago in early February. So we're making the rounds. Excited to meet people from all over this country and bring them to NAS.
And very excited to have you join us this year at our Florida Combined Auditions in Tampa that we host. And we've got lots of students coming to those auditions for you. We also have several coming to our on-campus workshop in a couple of weeks. It will be in the past by the time this is out there, but we are very excited to go see Pippin with that group of students as well. So from those auditions, and you're doing the tour this year, from those auditions, what size class do you aim for before becoming freshman?
I think our sweet spot is right around 25 or 26. I think I've worked in very large programs and also been a guest at very small programs. And I love the sweet spot of like 25, 26, because I think it's important that students still feel like they need to compete for roles or like really work to get the roles. And if they don't get the roles on the main stage, there's lots of other performing opportunities, but it's not so big that students are going to go, you know, several years without ever performing a role. So I think it's the right size for casts, and it's also the right size so that every class can have two sections of something, so that, you know, we're keeping our class sizes down for the performance classes in that like 12, 13, 14 person range, so that you're getting a lot of individual attention in each session.
And with several hundred students competing for just 25 spots in your program, and as the new program director too, can you share with us what you're looking for when you're watching those pre-screens or watching those live auditions that's going to get a student passed through to the next step?
Yeah, for me, connection to the material you perform is always the thing that draws me in. I want to know that you have chosen a song that means something to you personally and you connect to the words. To me, I want to feel like you chose those words. Those are your words to say. And so I'm less impressed by your belted high note than your connection to the material. I want fantastic singers and technicians, but I want to see actors who are telling me a story. And that's really important to me. And then, of course, there's some people who are going to be strong, that are very strong dancers who are still newer to their vocal training or their acting training. And so there's room for everybody. And I think what we're trying to do is put together classes that have some really strong dancers, some really strong actors, and some really strong singers, so that, you know, when it comes time for casting, we feel covered and we feel like there's people that can push each other as they're growing through our 4 years.
Yeah. And you do utilize a wait list.
Yes.
And can you tell me sort of what does that wait list situation look like for you? Is it a ranked wait list where they're just going down the numbers, or will you look toward other factors when deciding who gets off that wait list?
Yeah, I think it's important that as a program, we're looking to be able to continue to cast shows. So I think it depends on what kind of a person might drop out versus like what kind of person we might offer to next to fill that slot, so that we feel like we're not bringing in a bunch of people of the same type, so that we have a lot of offerings and not a lot of the same kind of person here.
Right. Christine, I'm going to round out the interview today asking you to share with us some things that you are excited about or looking forward to as you complete your first year as head of the musical theater program.
Yeah, I am kind of geeking out looking at the curriculum, I have to say, and figuring out I'm like doing a deep dive and I'm studying the curricula of BFA programs that are in liberal arts schools all over our country. And what are people doing? What's working? What's not working? And how can we strengthen ours? So that feels very exciting. And I think I'm going to be very proud of what we relaunch in the fall. So that's exciting to me. I think doing new work is exciting. And I'm so excited to expose our students to that. And, you know, we're starting to really train swings and understudies, which is another kind of underserved portion of the undergraduate training, I think. And that's the way a lot of people make their careers. So that's something we've committed to developing our training for that. We've already had a guest artist come in to work with our swings and understudies for Pippin. So that's kind of a new wing of the training that we're adding as well.
That does sound very exciting. And as I said before, we're very much looking forward to coming up to Nazareth and with the students and getting a chance to meet you. And I can't wait for my students to see sort of the area that I grew up in. After the workshop, I don't know if you heard, but where I'm taking the kids on a haunted hayride.
I did, yes.
On Saturday. I don't know if I'm more excited about that or if they are, because it's been so long since I've been on one, but I'm going to take all of my kids that are up there now in class as well. So we'll have a big group going out there. But if students want to learn more about Nazareth, how can they best reach out?
Email. All of our contact information is on our website, and my email is cogrady8, C-O-G-R-A-D-Y, 8, at naz.edu. So email is always the best way to reach out, but there's lots of information on our website as well.
Great. Well, thanks again so much for sitting down and chatting with us today, and we will see you really soon.
Thanks so much for having me, Tim.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and masterclasses offered by The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok.